Ali Salim has been an actor. He's done many things in Pakistan. He's the vibrant face of now, basically, because television has opened up in Pakistan. There used to be a couple of government-controlled only channels, and then with the introduction of digital TV and a change of heart of the government, all of a sudden all these new channels sprang up, and he was given a role. He started out first impersonating Benazir Bhutto, the former Prime Minister of Pakistan. That went down so well, he ended up getting a show as his alter ego, I guess, as a high society dame, or Begum Nazarwish Ali, as he is known on stage.
The concept was very original. That's what caught our fancy. And it hadn't been done before in this country, at least on this part of the world. So we were quite excited about it. Ali is extremely talented. He's been on theatre and television before this show for a number of years. So we were well aware of what he's capable of.
Now, Begum Nazarwish Ali is this persona very much like a Barry Humphries, Dame Edna Everidge type character. How does that go down in Pakistan?
Well, it's Dame Edna with a bit more... I could get in trouble here, but with a bit more intelligence about it, I guess. You know, there is, of course, the wittier sides, but there's also a capacity to be able to probe into the political underbelly of Pakistan, which only a man dressed in a frock could do in Pakistan. He makes the point that this character, it was only as this character that you're able to do it. If it was a woman on stage doing it, it wouldn't work. As a man doing it, it wouldn't work either, because he is able to ask questions in a way that you see people revealing parts of themselves that they wouldn't otherwise do.
From Pakistani standards, I push the boundaries. I mean, I really push them hard. Because for Pakistani standards, a woman sitting and even remotely flirting with a man on telly was never done before our show.
What is the style of the interview?
His style is very much as a gentle lady, as someone, a very high class, high society woman who flirts with his guests, who asks them questions they're not really used to being asked, but gets away with it because it's all charm.
Is this cross-dressing thing so alien and above reality that he can get away with this in Pakistan?
Well, it's not totally outside the realm. In fact, you know, there is a strong cultural history of people cross-dressing, of transvestitism, of, that sort of thing. What he is saying is that he's able to do it on stage. He comes from a higher class family, which allows him to get away with it.
To look at the Muslim country of Pakistan, what is the reaction? What was the initial reaction, and now what is the long-term reaction?
Well, the reaction has been overwhelming. People are intrigued. At first, people were sitting around trying to work out, is it a man, is it a woman? Now pretty much everyone has it worked out, although I think he caught a few of his guests rather unawares at first, including some hardline religious party leaders, one in particular who appeared on the show and only later admitted that he wasn't aware that Ali Salim was a man, or the Begum was a man, until the moment he met her on stage. But overall, there's been overwhelming support for the show. It's one of the most popular programs in Pakistan.
Does Begum Nazarwish Ali probe?
Absolutely. And the questions that he asks about political leaders, about the role of Islam, what is wrong with Islam and why, the message of Islam has not got out to the world, that's the sort of debate that's going on in Pakistan and on this show.
What's happened with the media boom is that all of a sudden you've got all these channels coming up with all kinds of shows that were taboo, political shows that discuss the army, shows that criticize the government, shows that take up social issues. So this is just one step in that. Only, of course, is being conducted by a female impersonator.
Is this widespread, this debate, just talking about Pakistan television as a whole?
Oh, it is a debate that's being had, without a doubt. But I guess it's, you know, from outside of the country, it's one that, you know, the non, you know, for people outside don't necessarily know the extent that it is being debated. Some would say it's a, you know, it shows that things are changing. But Pakistan is very much a divided country. You know, the upper class, the middle class, well-educated, overseas educated, they've always lived a life that's separate to what many Pakistanis actually live. You know, the tribal areas, things haven't changed terribly much there at all. In fact, you know, this is a country that has, in many areas, become more conservative. But, you know, it shows the differences that take place within this country. It's an example of that.
Finally, Ginny, the Ali Salim, the person you spent some time with him, is he concerned at all with any sort of repercussions, or is he afraid for his own personal life, or is he well adored?
Look, I don't think he is concerned about his safety. In fact, he made that point very clear to me. I mean, we walked down the streets. Everyone came up and wanted to talk to him. They wanted to praise him. They wanted to say how much they liked his show, how bold he was. So in one sense, he's walking around the streets, no problems at all. But on the other side, you know, there have been complaints. His father did intervene at one point, so he knows the boundaries in Pakistan more than most. It's not a good idea to criticise the military, to talk about them. It's not, you know, he cannot criticise religion or discuss, he can discuss it, but he can't be seen in any way to be offensive there. So he knows the boundaries, and within those, he's fine.